We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We were looking around, and as we do, we get ready for the show today. And I happen to see Orlando Bloom start to trend. And I'm like, what is Orlando Bloom trending? I know Orlando Bloom playing Legolas in the movies, the Lord of the Ring movies. But he's got a new Amazon series that he's out promoting called Carnival something. And he was on the Howard Stern program. Where else do you go besides? That's right. A great spot to go promote your program. And they started talking about his dead dog. And he loved his dog. And he got his dog as a puppy on the set of one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. And the dog has since passed away. And the way he has decided to memorialize his dog is different. I've never heard of this before. Jamie, had you heard of this before?
I think it's safe to say this is a first.
Here is Orlando Bloom on the Howard Stern Show.
How old was he when he died?
12 and a half.
Okay.
Hardest. I never cried so hard in all my life. Like, I just couldn't stand the idea that he was just not going to be around anymore. And so I called this company and they said, before he passes, take him to the vet, they'll freeze him, and then they'll send him to us, and we will do a process where they strip, you know, everything from the body, and what's left is his skeleton, right?
Yeah.
They asked me if I wanted to keep the penis. What do you think I said?
Stop for a second.
Okay.
Stop.
Yeah. What's up?
That's...
If they want it, because they're going to... So when the dog dies...
Why would you want to keep... No. No, it's... Why would you want to keep a little... Would you want to keep that?
Why would you want to do what he's doing to this dog regardless? I don't know, but do you want to have a dog? Like, I don't know how it's attached to the skeleton if you are stripping everything away but the bones of a dog.
But the penis part's where this went off the rails to me.
Okay. All right.
Like, the rest of this was weird. That's where it really got weird. Anyway, continue.
What do you think I said?
I think you said yes. He's a boy.
Actually, aesthetically, it didn't look quite right, so I have it on the side. Yeah. So he's in his favorite pose for me, which is when he's running, and he's
really,
and he's hanging, and it's crazy because I have this window box in my house. It's like a window box where you would sit, yeah. And instead of sitting, he's there, and he looks like he's running outside, when I see it, I smile and I think of
it. It makes you happy.
It doesn't make you sad.
It looks like a daybed. Like, basically where you would have a daybed set up in a room looking out into the whatever. That's what it kind of looks like, where this box is of his skeleton dog.
It makes me happy that he's somehow, you know, he's still
part of your scene.
He's just, and it looks beautiful. He was so beautiful, this dog. He was a big, long legs, and it's beautiful. It looks like a piece of art. Honestly, it looks like one of those, you know how people get skulls and cover them with diamonds on them, that different crazy things. It looks like a beautiful piece of art.
All right. So that was, again, Orlando Bloom on the Howard Stern Show earlier. And this is what you want to do, that's fine with me. All right.
Yeah.
You love your dog. We still have a small shrine to Rivers, Lee's dog, who she had for a long time, who passed a year and a half ago. We have his ashes that are still up and some pictures of him and on a shelf way up high in our living room. If that's what you want to do with your dog, that's fine. But then we got into a lot of questions.
Yes. And so a familiar voice to this program is Chris Minders, who spent some time with us earlier in the year. And he's here because I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions.
Hello.
Instead of Dr. Internet.
Mm-hmm. And why Chris?
You explain.
Well, I used to be and still am a licensed funeral director and embalmer, and that's sort of my area of expertise.
Okay, are you ready for my questions then?
Yes.
Because the first question I had was, is the bone, where is he putting this? It's hanging?
It's in a box that sits in front of, like if we were to put the dog on a shelf in front of that window in a glass box.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of looks like this. It's in a pose. And I'm guessing, and Chris would know, but I'm guessing that this company, so you take your dog, it passes, you send the dog to the company dissolves everything but the bones and then arranges and keeps the bones, I'm guessing with metal wire or whatever, in a position to which that dog is always in his favorite pose. In his favorite pose, in a box.
So my question, first of all, was, are the bones going to decompose at some point?
No. As long as the moisture is away from them, they should be ready to go in his room, his home museum, for as long as he would like that.
So, for as long as he would like that.
Because we're like, should we pour, does he give it calcium injections
or something? That, well,
yeah, because technically this is called an articulated skeleton. It's when everything's been removed and they take the skeleton, like Mike said, with a chicken wire or whatever, and pose everything together into a whatever shape or form that they would like.
The dog is running in the pose, so it's like... You know, like two hands are in the air, or two of the paws are in the air, and maybe the back one. I don't know what the exact pose is.
But. Is this an expensive process to have someone do?
Yes. You're probably talking at least, this is just a guess, minimum of $50 to $100 an hour. And it's going to be several, possibly a dozen hours to articulate the skeleton, to get everything in place and in the right proper order and fit. Because it's not an easy job to do.
Okay. Is this common?
I've never heard of this outside of a museum setting.
Okay, a museum would make sense.
Yes.
Hey, we newly discovered a dinosaur.
Let's
take the bones and put the bones out for everyone to see.
Yes, that's the most common way to do it.
Yes.
A Fluffy died of liver failure mm-hmm. is not common?
No.
Okay. By the way, he makes about $10 million a year. He makes $833,000 a month. So for him, this isn't quite the most expensive thing in the world. If it's $100 an hour or whatever.
Is it common for people to look for ways to memorialize their pets?
Yes.
I'm not necessarily saying, hey, hang the bones in a window, but looking for ways to...
I am kind of partial to the taxidermy part, to stuff your cat or dog. That's totally a way to do that.
I know.
Otherwise, most people will cremate their pet, keep the ashes, or bury it on a family farm or something.
Okay.
Who... I'm sorry. I know we've talked about this at some point in our time together. Who's stuffing their cat and leaving the cat like to hang out by the fireplace? Or, I mean, isn't that creepy?
Yes.
That's creepy.
Yes.
Is that more creepy than dog skeleton in a box? Like, scale it for me here, Jamie. Stuffing your cat or keeping your dog's skeleton in a box by a window?
I think... Seeing a skeleton is a more alarming visual.
Okay.
Seeing a skeleton in someone's house hanging in a window is pretty alarming to see. But the cat is lifelike when they stuff it.
Right, like its eyes are open and it's always looking at you.
So that's, in the grand scheme of, I need a third option. What's the other?
Cremation.
Right.
That's the one you got. It's the common one.
That's the normal way.
Burying the ashes in the backyard.
Yeah.
That's totally okay.
Mm-hmm. But, All right. I'll give you another one.
Yeah, please.
So you've got stuffing your pet, skeleton pet, or cremating but making and wearing jewelry of your pet.
As in like a little locket?
Yeah. Like you keep ashes.
That's not that.
And make it into a necklace.
That's not that bad.
Okay.
What did you say you guys have at home, though?
We have River's ashes are in a nice urn. And then we have some pictures of Rivers, and our friends got a big canvas made of him when he passed, and one of our favorite pictures of him, and some other, like, you know, the Rainbow Bridge poem is up there, and I cry about it every time I talk about it. So we have a slight memorial that's up there that's been there for about a year and a half.
I've got a fourth option for you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Because I got to tell you, what you're doing in your house makes me a little weirded out, too.
You haven't noticed it when you've been over?
I've only been to this house one time. And it was after Britain, and we were focused on the baby.
Priorities.
I didn't care about
Priorities.
That.
Priorities.
Focused on the baby. Yeah,
okay,
Chris.
So you take the ashes, find a really good artist, and have the ashes mixed in with paint.
We have talked about this,
yeah,
yes.
And then have a portrait of your animal with the actual ashes of them.
It is amazing, as you have explained to us, what you can do with ashes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And where you can, like, we've talked about people mixing it into the paint of their car. Mm-hmm. And
that's the one thing I
want
to do too. And you can press vinyls, records. You can have sounds or music, and you can also do like turns it into gemstones, jewelry. Those
press it into
diamonds.
A record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. I think
that's
you were kind of. I remember us talking about that.
That's kind of cool.
Once. Yes,
that's kind of neat.
So if you have not an animal, like a grandfather who can talk, you had a message or something, you can print that message onto the vinyl, which I think that's one of the coolest things you can do.
I've never heard of that. Hmm. Do you have a record player?
No.
We do.
I don't even have a CD player at home.
Can I have it pressed into a tape?
I don't, yeah.
Can I have it pressed into a cassette
Do we have
deck?
A record player in this building?
Do you guys?
Can we play cassettes?
Do you guys down the hall?
No. Maybe on the first floor there's one.
There has to be in the storage, yeah.
Yeah, back in being covered in dust somewhere.
Being covered in ashes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, absolutely. Chris. Good to see you.
Chris Minders, we appreciate it. If you want to see, look, I don't know what other things people do with their pets when they die, but if you have something, if you have done something, what is it you've done with your dead animals? Text in 22980. It's up on Facebook, facebook.com/981KMBZ. I put it up on Twitter, too, at KMBZ Radio for you to read. Orlando Bloom has the skeleton of his pet dog who died of liver failure tied up, arranged in a pose in a glass box on display. I'm not
beat that.
I'm
people.
Not begrudging anyone
beat that,
but I think it's weird. I'm just going to tell you that. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. We'll find out what you do coming up next here on 98.1 KMBZ.
This was a single?
Yeah. It was written for the movie Pet Sematary back in 89.
Who is this?
The Ramones.
I like the Ramones a lot.
Okay.
That band I like a lot. I like that sound a lot.
You know, Blitzkrieg Bop and...
Hey.
Huh? Oh. Let's go. Blitzkrieg Bop.
Is that the name of a song?
Yes, it is. Pull up Blitzkrieg Bop, please. That's like the Ramones' biggest hit.
I'm sure I know it.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that's what it was called.
And Hey Ho, Let's Go.
That one I know, yeah.
Exactly. Why are we playing the theme song from Stephen King's novel?
For fun.
Pet Sematary.
Oh, yeah.
You know this one.
Oh, yeah.
Hey Ho. Yeah. Every song they ever did was like 90 seconds. And then they...
And fast.
Always. They were one of the kings of the punk scene back then.
Oh, let's go.
You know this one, right?
Yeah.
Let's
oh, yeah.
Go.
So, we played to you, and we can play it again, what actor Orlando Bloom does with his dog, or did with his dog after his dog passed away. 12 and a half years, died of liver failure. He got him as a puppy on the set of Pirates of the Caribbean. And he was on Stern's show, Howard Stern's program, and said that there's a... Here, I'll just let him play.
Yeah.
I'll let them tell. They did better. He's good at this.
How old was he when he died?
12 and a half.
Okay.
Hardest... I never cried so hard in all my life. Like, I just couldn't stand the idea that he was just not going to be around anymore. And so I called this company and... They said, before he passes, take him to the vet. They'll freeze him, and then they'll send him to us. And we will do a process where they strip, everything from the body. And what's left is his skeleton, right?
Yeah.
They asked me if I wanted to keep the penis.
Huh?
What do you think I said?
I think you said yes. Listen, he's a boy.
Actually, aesthetically, it didn't look quite right, so I have it on the side. Yeah. So he's in his favorite pose for me, which is where he's running. And he's
really?
And he's hanging, and it's crazy because I have this window box in my house. It's like a window box where you would sit, yeah. And instead of sitting, he's there, and he looks like he's running outside, and when I see it, I smile and I think of
it. It makes you happy. It doesn't make you sad.
It makes me happy that he's somehow,
still part of your scene.
He's just, and it looks beautiful. He was so beautiful, this dog.
All right, so.
Howard Stern should have just made him answer that question. Like, don't make it easier for him. Make him answer it.
Look, I think it's really weird when people do anything besides cremate their dog and maybe display an urn. But I'm not going to tell you what to do. All right? You want to do it, it's fine. But if I walk into your house and Fluffy is stuffed, like if you've gone to a taxidermist and you have taken your dog or your cat and had them stuffed and then you have them on the mantle... or you have them in their favorite corner, I'm going to think that's really weird when I come to your house. And I may not come over to your house ever again because that's just freaking weird.
Can I tell you a sad story?
Sure.
Really quickly about the pets that I've had. I had 3 cats as a kid.
Okay.
They're actually very sweet stories of how I got them.
By the way, that's a lot because cats live for a while, don't they? Unless they get ill. Don't cats?
They do until...
Oh, no.
So I had one... This can tell you a lot about me right here, okay? So I was 5 or 6 years old. It's one of the first memories I have of life. My mom said, yes, we can get a cat. And so I go with my mom. I remember this so clearly. Going to this house out in the middle of the country. They had a group of kittens in a bedroom. There was 5 of them together and 1 little white one off by himself.
You picked the loner.
I picked the underdog. I picked the little guy off in the corner that nobody wanted. We eventually got a couple more. We lived out on the farm. My mom married my stepdad. He lived out in the country. And so we had these three cats. And I came home from college the first summer after I was gone. And all my cats were gone.
Sorry, you shouldn't laugh.
And I asked my mom, like, and we didn't talk about it. But I just noticed that all of my cats were gone. Now, granted, one of them was 15 years old.
That's a long time.
I mean, I was, you know, the first summer. They just either got lost in the cornfields, or more likely, they were eaten.
Eaten right? By like coyotes by, and wolves?
Wild animals. Yes.
Oh, did your mom ever?
So we never talked about it. I just.
Have
I,
you ever now?
I said to my mom.
We should
at one
call
point,
your mom on the phone right now.
A few days later, I was like, Mom, where are all my cats? Where are the three cats that I had? And she's like, I don't know. She's like, eventually they just disappeared, and we never found them.
It took you 3 days to ask that?
Well,
were they routinely cats that would play
out? They were outside.
Okay.
And so, you know, they go outside. They're cats, you know, yeah. You don't see them for a day, but they always come back. And so I don't know if they got lost or if they were
Mom, where
food.
Are the cats? I don't know.
She didn't know. Oh, and then we just never, so I have no remnants of, like, I have no ashes. I have no anything. It's maybe they got hit by a car. I don't know. It was out in the country. People go fast. Maybe they got hit. But
shady.
All it took was me being away at school for one, you know, one semester probably. And I come home for the summer and my cats are gone. That was the first summer after she and my stepdad were married.
Is this why
this is like my introduction to him.
Have you ever gotten a cat or a pet since?
No. Well, yep. But not because of that.
I'm too afraid that if I leave, they'll die.
I mean, just because I'm not, I like the flexibility of not having to be at home, even with cats. I think I want to be there. But that was very, yes, that kind of damaged my soul a little bit right there. So there.
That kind of, that actually explains a lot about you. You're right. It does. It kind of does. So. Here's a tweet. We asked if, how do you memorialize your pet? Have you done anything like Orlando Bloom? Natalia says, I have a picture frame of my dog in the corner, and I have a piece of his hair taped to it to always remind me of how soft he was. Is Aww. That weird? No, I don't think that's weird. Like it, I said, we have a shrine to our dog.
We've got a new bar set for weird, though. Like, I think...
The skeleton?
Yeah.
The skeleton in the box?
What we might have thought weird before, mm-hmm. not so much weird now.
Dan, have you ever had a pet pass? A pet die?
No.
Okay, I was going to say...
Wait, no, yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Did you do anything weird with it?
Did we do anything weird with it?
Orlando Bloom melted off everything but the bones, arranged them in a pose, or had a company do it, put it in a glass box on display at his house.
Okay, taxidermy, basically, but right. down to the skeleton.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen that done before.
What? You've seen that done before?
Well, not firsthand. I wasn't there when they were, you know, boiling off all the stuff. But no, I've seen people take pets and other things and arrange them.
Super strange to me.
Like that?
It's super weird to me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.